the 18th of February, 2024. A reading from the book of Genesis. There shall be no flood to destroy the earth again. God spoke to Noah and his sons. See, I establish my covenant with you, and with your descendants after you, also with every living creature to be found with you, birds, cattle, and every wild beast with you. Everything that came out of the ark, everything that lives on the earth. I establish my covenant with you. No thing of flesh shall be swept away again by the waters of the flood. There shall be no flood to destroy the earth again. God said, Here is the sign of the covenant I make between myself and you, and every living creature with you for all generations. I set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I gather the clouds over the earth, and the bow appears in the clouds, I will recall the covenant between myself and you, and every living creature of every kind. And so, the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all things of flesh. The Word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. The water on which the ark floated is a type of the baptism which saves you now. Christ himself, innocent though he was, died once for sins, died for the guilty, to lead us to God. In the body he was put to death, in the spirit he was raised to life, and in the spirit he went to preach to the spirits in prison. Now, it was long ago when Noah was still building that ark, which saved only a small group of 8 people by water. And when God was still waiting patiently that these spirits refused to believe, that water is a type of the baptism which saves you now, and which is not the washing off of physical dirt, but a pledge made to God from a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has entered heaven and is at God's right hand, now that he has made the angels and dominations and powers his subjects. The Word of the Lord.